Hello and welcome to Summer Shorts, your summer podcast series from GQHQ PQ. We're here for some podcasting action.
We're doing it.
Yep, back in the groove.
Podcast.
That's
saddle.
What I call the studio.
Yeah.
The groove.
The groove.
You going into the groove today? Oh yeah, I've been in all day.
Heck yeah.
Got myself into a bit of a groove. Stuck in a rut, some people say.
Oh.
No. Dove into the groove.
Rut.
I started the recording a bit early. I just have to text Jack.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. we'll cover for you. Don't worry.
If you guys can just...
This is off script.
What's your thoughts? I just saw something. Do you like stickers on your laptop? Were they there originally?
Do I like them?
Were they there before you got the laptop?
No, the Apple one. Funny story. I was eating an apple.
And you just put it on there?
Yeah.
And it's still there?
Yeah.
Wait, was it from the apple?
That's the whole story. Yeah.
I mean... That's a
wildly different definitions of funny story.
You know what that really reminds me of?
You had to be there.
It just really reminds me of...
core memory.
Dwight and Angela, when they go for dinner after they've like had a really terrible like breakup or whatever. It's like, I had a funny story today, and that's good.
yeah, I'm fine. I don't seek out stickers to put on a laptop.
I remember Alice got a laptop from work at one point that had just... tons of stickers over the back of it. She was like, I can't deal with this. Because it was from somebody that didn't ever do like face-to-face meetings with people. And so they would always just be at home, no problem. Didn't really matter what the laptop looked like. And then her laptop was often in client meetings and things like that, opened up, just had tons of stickers all over the back of it. She's like, don't like this at all. don't feel it feels very professional.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
So many apples.
So many apples to eat.
Apple stickers everywhere.
Make you some up if you want.
I need to change my sticker on my laptop. I've still got GQH. No, I've still got Goose in Your House.
Yeah.
On my laptop, which I like as a memory, but people do often be like, what's that? Like, oh, it was our Twitch.
And then you have to go through the whole...
Yeah, let me tell you, day one.
And the fact that it's the only sticker that you've got on your laptop is...
Yeah, I should probably get Goose's Quizzes logo on it. I like our logo a lot. But then I have been talking about changing my laptop about every week for the past 6 months.
Yeah, so true.
I don't know if it's actually more keeping me in that laptop than...
Yeah. Yeah. I might put a clear covering on it and then put some stickers on so I can just easily take it off if I have to. Yeah.
Nice.
Clean skin.
Like it. Quick release.
Yeah, exactly. Eject button. But we're doing questions today. We got three of them.
Question.
Summer shorts. That have been put through the ringer, the quiz machine. And people have been like, wow, we love these. These are great. These are amazing. We love doing fact-based fun. I'm like, cool. Let's put them into the podcast.
Do it.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Scott. Three questions, answers, closest to wins, most points, the victor. Those are the rules. Please. Play along at home. Give us your favorite numbers. Just shout them out into the ether.
Or use our well-known...
They're shouting.
Shut up.
Yeah, three questions. Whiteboard's clean. Are we all good?
Yeah, it's beautiful. So ready.
Question one. Vexillology. There's definitely an extra L-O in there. Is the study of what? V-E-X-I-L... L-O-L-O-G-Y. I misread it.
I know this one.
Vexillology.
Yeah, I think so too.
Classic
trivia. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Flags. Flags.
We think flags.
Correct.
Yeah.
Vexillology.
How classic do you think it is that everyone would know this?
Vexillology.
Yeah, that's... All right, I'm ready.
Me too.
Okay, speed demons. 3, 2, 1, turn. Oh, wow.
I was
wow.
thinking of writing that.
So, Goose, you've said...
54%.
54. Scott?
50.
50. Wow.
50 flat.
If not...
50 right down the middle. So, we got 50 and 54. This one came out at 45%.
Oh, no.
Done it.
Two points to Scott right there.
No.
Straight off the bat. Well done.
Rubbish.
Easy.
Rubbish. You know it's not rubbish, though? It turns out, Kirsty's been doing all the graphics for all the pictures that come up on the elimination game, that flags do have a way they're meant to turn, but not all of them. So some of them have an official way they're meant to turn around when you put them in portrait as opposed to landscape, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them don't specify.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't really know. It just feels like flags is one of these things that it's like the UN sort of says, you have to have a flag. And then the country goes, well, I'm going to go away and make a flag.
Yeah. And then the country makes rules for the flags.
Yeah.
Like on American, let's say, cars, for example, if you're facing car and the front of the car's to your left, then that's the way the flag would be normally.
Yeah, okay.
But if you go to the other side and the car's facing that way, then the stars have to be on the same, so it has to be flipped.
Okay, I think I understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
So deep.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what the significance of that is, but
okay,
yes.
Scott, this has came up on a Google search from the Smithsonian to do with the US flag in particular.
So can I just try and
re-explain it? There is a backup here.
So whichever side of the car you're looking at, the stars should be towards the front of the car.
Okay.
Yeah? So if you've got a sticker on the driver's side of the car,
yeah,
the stars will be towards the front of the car. If you've got a sticker on the passenger side of the car, the stars will be on the front side of the car.
Sure, that means that they're the wrong way around for the flag sometimes.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So sometimes it looks mirrored, but that's because like the stars don't run or something is what they say. Like never be going backwards or something. I don't know, yeah. Sorry, Louis. See if you can get me something better than that.
No, that was great. Thank you for that, Scott. Cars.
Do you know who burns all the American flags that need to be taken down and taken away?
Right, okay. This isn't, yeah. Go
like,
for it.
Like official burning.
Yeah, the official burning is the Boy Scouts, I think.
Oh.
Boy Scouts supposedly do that.
Boy.
Yeah, I remember hearing that a long time ago. Like, yeah. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, Scott, your explanation was as convoluted as...
See, it's not easy.
I'm not even going to try and explain. Yeah.
That's an interesting fact, though.
Yeah. Yeah, just because I follow a lot of like American vinyl things, car details and decorators and things. Yeah. But in Australia, there's some rules as well. Like if an Australian flag touches the ground, you're supposed to burn it.
People are wearing it as capes.
Yeah.
Probably not doing it so great.
Yeah, you're also not supposed to wear it as a cape.
Right, got you.
Wow.
We were talking about, I sent something through to, I think we talked about this in the podcast recently. There's a great YouTube video from CBG Grey about flags and about all the American flags, rating them. And Kirsty and I were talking about it for quite a while because it was fun to think about how bad flags are sometimes, and especially, I suppose, when you're having to do so many of them into a series.
Yeah.
It's like, why are these all so rubbish? Like, why have you all done this? And then it's also finding out about flags that are just completely the wrong shape. Like Nepal, everyone knows Nepal is the wrong shape. Like it's two triangles.
Yeah.
It's like, no one has a flag like this. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But is it like Monaco? Someone has a square flag. Vatican City? Square?
Switzerland, maybe?
Switzerland square flag?
Yeah.
Switzerland square flag. And there's a few that have weird... America has a really weird ratio on their flag, size-wise.
Yeah, some... Like, I think some of them are like 4-3.
American are like 16-11.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a really annoying detail.
Yeah.
They're like widescreen flags. They came in are just high definition, actually. Oh, 4K flags.
You've got those Blu-ray flags. But now Kirsty's doing real well to make it work.
Switzerland and Vatican City, the two square ones.
Yeah, I think it's and then there's a couple of double flags as well.
Double flags.
Indonesia and Poland and is it Ivory Coast and Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. People need to realize that they can't have the same. But Chris has been doing a lot of work for the elimination game to make sure that all looks good, and flag has been one of the big parts of it, but all the stuff around it, everything you see on the screen for the elimination game, for the Fringe show, has been Kirsty.
Yeah, nah, she's been smashing it.
So it's been amazing work. Yeah. So we're very pleased with it.
Hopefully less people listening have come down to see.
Yeah.
I assume so.
Question two. The French city of Clermont-Ferrand is home to which major tire manufacturer? CLEREMONT-FERRAND.
Is that a clue?
No, I just thought I'd spell it out.
I think I know what it is.
Clermont-Ferrand.
What do you think it is?
Michelin.
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 Yeah, that makes sense. What other tire manufacturers are they? Goodyear.
Goodyear. Sounds
not
American.
So French. Coopers.
I've never heard of Coopers.
No?
Hankook.
Hankook.
Is that what they are? Hankook.
Yeah.
Or that's all I know.
Yeah.
Pirelli are a tire manufacturer. Pirelli. Or Bridgestone are also tire manufacturers.
Bridgestone. What's the Frenchest one out of all those?
Michelin.
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 Yeah, it's where the Michelin man lives.
Yeah.
Correct. The home of the MM.
Right.
The Michelin man. Founded by Andre and Edouard Michelin in 1889.
Michelin.
And also the food thing as well comes from them.
Yeah. The stars.
Intended to increase demand for cars and their tires by providing motorists with info about routes, repairs, hotels, and more.
Clever, that. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to hand it to them.
Yeah.
Gets people out and about.
We're talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Over 100 years later. Well done, Andre and Edward.
Do you think they went into work and if they were ever like not feeling so great and slept very well, they would go, oh, I'm a little tired
today. I'm exhausted.
And they would all go, bah!
Yeah.
Great. 3-2-1 turn. Okay, Goose, you've said
91%.
Scott.
90%.
And a nice picture.
Thank you.
Of the Stay Puft Marshmallow. Yeah. Of the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Okay, so very close between you two. A 90 and a 91. This one came out at 96%.
Wow. Yay.
So well done to Goose to take it to a decider.
Yeah.
That's what I needed. I was nervous that I thought that might be a bit lower than that.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Jack just came in. Hey, yay. Jack.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. One more question left.
Hey.
It sounds so downbeat. We don't have to do it. We can just stop now.
Buck up. I love that phrase. Buck up.
Buck up. Pull your socks up.
Buck up.
No, I'm confident. I'm ready. I'm confident. I'm ready. This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Hugelit Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howl Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, Just a Girl in the USA, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.
Okay, here we go. The decider. Question 3. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem were the band that featured in which children's TV show?
Love this question.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Which TV show?
Bum, 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 bum.
I know it.
Bum, me too. Bum, bum,
it's Muppets.
Muppets.
The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Muppets Tonight.
Yeah, the Muppet Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. It's time to tonight.
They were good. Had some very famous people on there.
Yeah, Dr. Gerald Teeth Jr., Animal, Sergeant Floyd Pepper, Janice, Zoot,
Janice.
And Lips.
Mm-hmm.
Tag yourself.
Good band. Percentage of teams that know that.
And they got to the 34 in the UK singles chart in 2009
with
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. But what percentage team would know that?
That's a toughie. That's why we play this hard game, to ask the questions no one else is asking. Like,
I think I've gone too high, but you know.
What percentage of teams know their Muppets?
All right.
I think I've thrown it away in the last one, like I've done a few times.
If only three had the same score.
Did you want to go?
Wow.
Did you write that left-handed?
Nah.
Scott, what have you put?
I put 68.
68. And Goose?
59.
59.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think it's too wordy for people. I think they get upset when there's too many words.
I don't think so.
Nah.
Okay, then.
Scott has faith. Goose is a little less optimistic about you people. Muppet Show, we've got 59 and the 68. This one came out at 75%. So Scott wins it.
I keep two in a row. And the last question.
Two.
Going on two.
Rude.
Yeah. Nah, I quite enjoy the Muppets. I was thinking of what fictional bands from TV and movies I'd like to be real. But if they get in the charts, then that's quite real, no?
Yeah, the question's void.
It's like Spinal Tap, a real band.
Well, not really. I'd like to see, was it the Band Geeks episode of SpongeBob where they play at the Bubble Ball?
Oh, yeah. That's been done so many times.
Such a great episode. Yeah.
Fictional.
Favorite fictional bands.
I've had to Google it to remind myself.
Nice. Sex Bob-omb.
Yeah, that pops up.
Yeah,
they're good.
From Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. We're here to make you feel bad and stuff.
Yeah.
What did they fight? I like Spinal Tap. I watched it again recently, and I genuinely forgot how good a film it is.
Yeah, I think I've seen it once. I need to watch it again.
I'm trying to think of other fictional bands that I like.
Give us some, Louis.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Is that from
Josie and the Pussycats?
Oh, right.
The band from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Barry Jive and the Uptown Five.
Is there a fictional
High
band?
High Fidelity.
Is the band's not fictional in 10 Things I Hate About You? Letters to Cleo is the band. Or is the band fictional?
It's called The Raincoats.
But they're a fictional band.
But the actual band was Letters to Cleo. Yeah.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, they were class.
From the George Clooney film.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
School of Rock.
Again, great.
From School of Rock. I've got my answer. We'll come back to that.
Oh, I know who it is now. I just saw it go past in
the Blues
screen.
Brothers from Blues Brothers.
Oh, Blues Brothers too. Like there, but that was like a proper band that was actually like made up of really amazing musicians.
Mm.
Not that I'm saying everyone else is.
Nothing against Dr. Teeth.
What was your one?
Oh, I forgot about the band from Star Wars, the Cantina Band. I don't think they've ever charted, so they passed the test.
It's still time.
Still one of the best jokes ever from Family Guy. I know Family Guy has a lot of bad jokes as well, but it's just
same
song again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if anyone's on Spotify, they play it after. If they play the Cantina Band song after this podcast on some devices, the timing at the bottom turns into a lightsaber.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Anything from Star Wars, I think it turns into it.
Yeah. Cute. So go click that after this, though.
Go do it now. We'll try and do that to ours, but I don't know how to do that.
we'll turn it into a percentage bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loading.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Go do that now. But thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Give us your feedback because we like to hear it. And go and give us a positive review, please.
Yes. And 5 stars. And if the 5-star rating system is what you're using. Yeah. If it's 100 stars, 100 stars, please.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to go into that. Go see the show.
Yeah.
See the show.
Our show.
Fringe show. Other the elimination game.
Yeah.
Google it. Goose's Quiz's elimination game. Fringe. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.